Local healthcare and law enforcement officials are among those meeting this week to discuss Utah's opioid addiction crisis. It's part of a summit to talk about obstacles and forge collaborative solutions. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
The summit kicked off on Wednesday. It includes 2 days of panel discussions and breakout sessions, as well as presentations about how other cities are tackling drug issues. Following a panel discussion with law enforcement representatives Wednesday morning, Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder said one of the biggest challenges police officers face is the sheer volume of drugs on the streets.
You know, heroin today is as cheap as beer. That's just unbelievable to believe, but we've got to deal with better controls to try and intercede with some of the volume coming in. Also, we have to break up some of the large pools of dealing, specifically the downtown area.
Winder says he hopes some collaborative solutions come out of the summit. He says if groups like law enforcement, treatment providers, and state lawmakers don't come together to find answers, Utahns will continue to lose their lives to opioid addiction.
We'll just be in deep trouble. We've got to start learning that we have to come together where we overlap, and there's much overlap. And this is one of those opportunities to do that.
Wednesday morning's law enforcement panel heard questions from a wide variety of people, including a family physician, a school district representative, and a family member of someone who overdosed. The summit continues on Thursday and is open to the public. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.